In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, the kingdom of heaven is likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. We gather today as a Christian community to muse upon the words and actions of Jesus Christ, our God and Lord. We desire to know Jesus better, more intimately. Who is this Jesus? What is he doing? What is he saying and why? St. Matthew tells us at the beginning of this discourse that Jesus is sitting on the Mount of Olives, teaching the disciples privately. This parable is in response to one of the disciples' questions, "What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Understanding the setting and the Jewish culture is imperative for a correct understanding of this pericope. The 10 virgins are marriage attendants to the bride. It is intentional that the bride in this parable is not mentioned, only the virgin attendants. In Jewish culture, it was customary that the bride would be accompanied by attendants who would await the arrival of the bridegroom to take the bride back to his home. This parable takes on a very pointed character when Jesus explains that there were 5 virgin attendants who were wise and 5 who were foolish. The foolish ones took no oil with them. They were expecting the bridegroom to arrive soon. They had only enough in their lamps for a short journey. They saw no need to take extra. But the 5 wise ones took oil in vessels just in case they needed it. Jesus teaches us about the end. He gives instruction that regards his coming at the day of judgment. But the crucial point of this parable lies within his timing. Jesus is teaching the disciples about time and readiness. The readiness for the Lord does not mean holding fast to the expectation that Jesus must come shortly. Rather, it means prudently taking into consideration the possibility that he delays. We are told in the parable that the bridegroom did, in fact, delay. The trouble for the foolish virgins lies in the fact that they were not prepared for the Lord delaying. You see, it is not as burdensome for the Christian if he knows that the Lord is coming shortly. Only simple journeying would then be needed. But a delay means being more thorough in one's approach, more deliberation, more contemplation. A delay means more struggles, thorns in the flesh, more prayer, more life in the liturgy, and specific attention to things spiritual. This parable, as I said, was spoken to the disciples privately, those who would be the first apostles. It was to be theirs to attend to the bride. Why isn't the bride mentioned in the parable? Because the bride implied is the church. The apostles would come to tend the church. Would they journey then with preparedness, or would they take the journey for granted? Judas Iscariot and others not mentioned have fulfilled the impropriety of the foolish virgins. They did not tend to the bride faithfully and caringly. And as a result, just before the bridegroom came, the foolish virgins were forced to go back from where they had come in order to make up for their inadequacies, but it was too late. One cannot turn back once they have put their hands to the plow. And then comes midnight. The cry rings through the air that the bridegroom's journeying near. The definitive moment is at hand. But this warning to the disciples is twofold. Israel had not been served well by her teachers. The scribes and the Pharisees had been ill-prepared. Their hearts served the world. But secondly, and more importantly, Jesus is warning the disciples who will soon watch over the new messianic community. Our Lord does indeed delay his coming, but this is all the more reason to thank Jesus for what he has given us until he returns. One of the blessings is the pastoral office. Preparedness for this holy office of Christ entails having the proper supplies. Carry enough oil for the lamp to remain lit. This strikes a chord for those who desire to be placed into the holy and apostolic office of the ministry. Those of you who have already submitted to the office of the ministry, and those who seek it, are being instructed by Jesus here. Attending to the bride of Christ would be easy if we knew the Lord would return next week, or so we think. But it is not easy, yet it is an honorable and noble office, for it entails attending to the church, caring for her, and preparing her for the bridegroom's return. To carry enough oil, to be prepared, is to have ready the things that come with the oil of the Holy Spirit. But who of us are worthy of ordination, of this holy calling? Who of us are ever truly prepared? Does not pride entangle each of us and lead us to attempt to take the kingdom by force? But our Lord is merciful. In fact, this warning to the disciples lays the groundwork for what was to come in Christ's earthly life. For at this point, Jesus was just days away from the Passover, and the church knows well what came to pass at the Passover meal. Jesus instituted the Eucharist. And herein lies one of the ways for the disciples to be prepared in attending to the bride, the church. This is the Lord's way of preparing those in the office of the ministry to attend to the bride in the journey ahead. It is his gift of forgiveness and means of spiritual sustenance as he delays. What is sure, though, is that along with these holy sacraments given, we receive through them the Holy Spirit, the oil of joy. And Jesus, in giving us the lamp that lights our path, illuminates with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit through his holy word. It is this gift which is received who leads us to confess, to pray, to be in the midst of liturgy, and to have the gospel proclaimed down in our midst. For as the gospel processes among us, the light of Christ doth indeed shine among us with the Holy Spirit, the oil of joy giving forth that light. The bride then shouts her hallelujahs, because in this proclamation we have evidence that she has in fact been attended to faithfully by the apostles, for they heeded the words of Christ in this parable. For they wrote what they saw, they penned what they heard, and the light of Christ and the oil of the Holy Spirit governed it all. Today from the lectern, this faithfulness is in our midst, and you are truly alive and well cared for. Your sins are forgiven. Your failures are blotted out. And Jesus loves you still as he delays. For it is Christ through the cross who lifts you up from your sin and failures, pouring into you his love and work, thereby urging you ever forward. Jesus may delay in his coming, but one thing is indeed true. He is quick and faithful in his forgiveness and in his love for you. It is shown in these holy gifts which have been given to the bride, especially the office of the holy ministry, for he shall come back to bring her home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.